Welcome to the teaching ministry of Dan Olin and Best Life Church. Our desire is for Holy Spirit to open up your vantage points to heaven's perspectives and experience living God in real time. Father really does think you're amazing. Enjoy the message.
You're a carrier, the carrier of the presence of the Lord. In every place you are, there He is. We're going to have some fun today. How many want to have some fun? Amen. Today especially. We're going to have some fun next week too. But okay. If you would, just real quick, there won't be any slides today because I'm not going to teach for, you know, but a few minutes. Don't know how long that'll be, but we'll see how it goes. And then we're going to do some things different. Open to Acts chapter 10, if you would, Acts chapter 10. We are still in the series of developing authentic community. And I don't know about you, but I've got some things from the last number of weeks that we have been in this series. Acts chapter 10, and just to give you a time frame, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit we talked about the last number of weeks, that took place approximately A.D. 29. Okay, so here we are in Acts chapter 10. And you know the story. Peter is at a man's house. His occupation, his name was Simon, and his occupation was he was a tanner. And Peter was there. And it was getting to be about lunchtime. How many of you get hungry about lunchtime? In fact, the scripture says it was at noon. So he was on the roof, and it says in verse 9 of chapter 10, and incidentally, this took place approximately 12 years after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Everybody say 12 years. So they've had 12 years from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit until to this day. They've had the same environment that they've ever known. So Peter goes on the roof, and on verse 9 it says, on the next day as they were on the way, this is speaking of the gentleman that Cornelius had sent. You remember Cornelius had an open vision in his house. An angel showed up and said, hey, send some guys to this guy named Simon. He's a tanner. And then when you get there, ask for Peter. You remember that incident. So these men are on their way. And the two stories get married right here in these scriptures. Peter's on the roof praying. They show up at the house. As in verse 9 says, on the next day as they were approaching the city, Peter went up on the housetop about the sixth hour, which is noon. They count their beginning of their day at 6 a.m. And to pray. Everybody say to pray. And he became hungry and he desired to eat. But while they were making preparations, he fell into a trance. Now let me just kind of explain this. He was praying. And when the Word of God says that someone fell into a trance, what actually has happened is their physical senses are suspended. They're no longer aware of anything going on around them in the natural arena. Their senses are suspended. And so his senses are suspended, and he saw the sky open, verse 11, and an object like a great sheet coming down, lowered by four corners of the ground. And there were all kinds of four-footed animals and crawling creatures of the earth, and there, and a voice came, and he heard this, "Peter, kill and eat." And what was Peter's response? "By no means, Lord, have I ever eaten anything unholy or unclean." Again, the voice came down for a second time and said, "What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy." And this, it said, this happened three times. Things that happen three times in the Word of God, the Spirit of God is trying to get over to us that it is a done deal, it is a for sure thing, and there's really not a choice in the issue. Okay, so it says now in verse 16, it tells you this happened three times. The objects were taken up into the sky. So he saw the thing lowered. He saw the animals. He saw the voice, kill and eat. And three times he said, "I've never eaten anything unclean in my life." And then verse 17, after the last time, it says, Peter was greatly perplexed in his mind. Does this sound like he understood what this was about? No. He's thinking about it. It says, while Peter was greatly perplexed in mind as to what the vision, what it might be. It says, the men who had been sent by Cornelius, having asked directions from Simon's house, appeared at the gate. And calling out, they were asking whether Simon, who was called Peter, was staying there. And meanwhile, Peter, in verse 19, was still reflecting on the vision. Had he got an understanding of it yet? Verse 19, Peter was reflecting on the vision, and then the Spirit said to him. Now, did the Spirit answer his questions about what the vision was about? No. He said, oh, by the way, there's some guys downstairs. Go with them. Don't question. Just go with them. Still, the vision's out there. Okay, what was this all about? Behold, three men were looking for you. Verse 20. Get up and go downstairs and accompany them without any misgivings. Everybody say, without any misgivings. How many know that Peter's getting ready to step over into an environment that he's never known before? He's getting ready to step over into something that he's never done it. It's completely unfamiliar to him. Totally. And he says, Peter went down, verse 21, to the men and said, behold, I'm the one you're looking for. What's the reason which you've come? And they explained Cornelius, you know, a few days ago. He says, a centurion, he's a righteous, God-fearing man. He's well spoken of by the entire nation of the Jews. He was divinely directed by a holy angel to send for you to come into his house and to hear what you had to say. So they invited him and he went with them. So, now jump to, does he know what the vision's about yet?
No.
So he just goes. What would have happened if Peter had said, no way? I don't associate with un-Jewish folks. Never have, never will. What would have happened? Notice what happened here. On the following day, they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was waiting for them, and they called together his relatives and his close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius went down, fell at his feet, and worshipped him. Peter raised him up, verse 26, said, stand up, I'm too just a man. As he talked with them, he entered and found many people assembled. As he said to them, you yourselves know, this is Peter speaking, how unlawful it is for a man who is a Jew to associate with a foreigner and to visit him. And yet God has shown me that I should not call any man unholy and unclean. What if Peter had said, I'm not going? Would he have got an understanding? Because Holy Spirit was working both ends on this thing. Verse 29, that's why I came without raising any objections. When I was sent for, so I asked for the reason why you sent me. Verse 30, Cornelius said, 4 days ago in the hour, and explains the vision, explains the angel, explains what the angel said, and how he followed his instructions. And he said, therefore I sent men to Joppa to ask for a man named Peter. Verse 32, so it says, so I sent for you immediately. So then notice what happens in verse 34. Opening his mouth, Peter said, I most certainly understand. What's the next word? Now. I most certainly understand now that God does not show partiality. But in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. How many know this is a complete shift in the environment that had been for the last 12 years? We read all this together. We get so used to reading this stuff. We just kind of read it all together. We don't catch what's going on. This is a complete change, a complete shift in what the environment was for the last 12 years. And Peter was willing to go on the adventure not knowing where it was leading and what it was going to end up. And the understanding is this. Are we willing to pursue unfamiliar things in God? See, here's what happens a lot of times. See, because Peter could have done this. Got the instructions to go, and they could have said, I rebuke you, devil. That's not in the word. The word says I'm not supposed to associate with anybody that's not Jewish. I'm not going. If he had done that, would he have been a recipient of what God was getting ready to do or what God was doing right in his midst, right in front of him? Because he was willing to go on an adventure with God that he was completely unfamiliar with. See, a lot of times we fall back on print because that's safe. When you'll find this, that a lot of times the way God will teach you is that you just got to be willing to go with him. Are you willing to go with him? Are we a people that's willing to go on adventures with God, even if we don't exactly have a clue? What is this going to end up? How is this going to end up? Even if your head is screaming, this is not comfortable. I don't recognize this. I'm not familiar with this environment. I really don't know what to do here. I just don't like this. Are we willing to go anyway? Because you'll notice in this situation, God taught Peter something as he went. He didn't even answer his questions when he was sitting on the roof. A lot of times we're going to learn things in God, not because you sat down, threw open your Bible and read print. A lot of times you're going to learn things about God and learn things of who he is and what he's all about by as you go, he'll teach you. He'll show you. And he'll teach you about himself because you're willing to step into it. Even if you don't have a clue and your mind is screaming, this does not make any sense to me. So in verse 45 of chapter 10, notice what it says there. So he's speaking, they saw the Holy Spirit come upon all these individuals. And notice in verse 45, all the circumcised believers, all the church people who came with Peter were amazed because God did something outside their box. They were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. They experienced the unexpected. All because Peter was willing to go. Again, this is an environment that was completely foreign for the last 12 years. The culture that was the church was not this. We know because their response in verse 45, their response was they were completely amazed that the Holy Spirit would even be poured out on those guys. So that tells us that the last 12 years was not this. How many things in God have we not experienced because we're too scared or we're too unwilling to move from the safe place from what we know? How much more of God does he want to reveal to us? And let me just put it this way. How much more of God does he want to reveal that's in you that's never come out? Because so many times, what we do is we'll call not moving, well, we'll fall back on print. Or we'll say, well, that's not really wisdom. But we're really talking from a place of fear, unfamiliarity. When if Peter had gone there, he would never experience this. Incidentally, it's interesting that just shortly after this, You know, if you look at Acts chapter 11, verse 15, this is Peter's explanation to a bunch of church people that called him on the carpet because this isn't the way we do things. And he explained to them, he said, he reveals the learning process. He says, as I began to speak to them, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as he did upon us at the beginning. And then what happened? In verse 16 he says, and as that was happening, I remembered the word of the Lord. He had to be willing to pursue something and go. And as he went and as he gave what he had when he was there, he got taught about what he was experiencing right then. Does this make sense? When someone is willing to explore something, and you notice this here, once we're willing to explore things, then it starts happening. Yeah, the place is Acts chapter 11, verse 20. There was, you know, some men of Cyprus and Cyrene, they were in Antioch. Antioch was not Jerusalem. Jerusalem, for the last 12 years or more, at this point, was where things were happening. But all of a sudden, now there's a shift because somebody was willing to do something, act on something they didn't know, on something they weren't familiar with. I've never done this, but then they went and acted on. They went where God told them to go. They said they were willing to pursue. Let me just put it this way: they were willing to try something. Everybody say try something. If we'll be a people that are willing to try things in the Spirit of God, we're going to be amazed at what He really does in our midst, just because we're willing to try things. He's looking for a people that don't keep running to print as a place of safety when He's trying to show us and teach us things by our fellowship and interaction with Him. Because what Peter was experiencing was not in what he was taught. He was against that. He made it very clear. I have never done this. But he had to go and be willing to try something new. And then at the end of that, he realized, as he was speaking to them, the Spirit of God fell upon them. And it says, as the Spirit was falling upon them, the Spirit was giving him understanding. And I remembered the word of the Lord, Acts 11:16, how he used to say, John baptized with water, but you'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then these guys, Cyprus and Cyrene, they went to Antioch, and they had an idea. What happens if we preach this gospel thing to non-Jewish people? What happens? They were willing to try something. And so they preached the Lord Jesus to the Greeks, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a large number was believed and turned to the Lord.
Thank you for listening. For service times and other event information, visit www.bestlifechurch.org.